very important, very pertinent sugya. I have to tell you, the sugyas we learned until now, as important as they were extraordinarily important. They really didn't affect our daily life. Right? Didn't affect our daily life. We learned about what's an erva, what's a nida, what's a kiddushei tos, and the most recent sugya. People who are not married, so it doesn't affect their, hopefully does not affect their daily life. I want to answer my makomis, Rabbi Bosai. While you have the Ma'am HaKamos in your hand, I have one extra copy for those in the hands, one last one. But I want to add the on the bottom, the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Daled, the Mefarshim there if you can, and the Shulta Giborim, that's page Zion in the new print, the Gimel in the old one, it's Sivkot and Aleph. And in Simen Tov Tzadigim, which is about Sfiras HaOmer, the Orach HaShulchan Sivches. Those are the things I wanted to add, and okay. But we have, before we get to all these Marah Makomos, we have to learn the Gemara. Let's open the Gemara, remarkable Gemara. Notwithstanding the fact that the Ritva says there's a sugi which is found called B'kol HaTalmud, as the footnote there points out, this is the only place in Shas where this prohibition is found. Everyone talks about it, everyone hacks about it. The only place in Shas it's found is Yevamos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So Im Lavach Shavei Masai. I'm not going to learn it now. When am I going to learn it? See the Gemara. The Gemara begins strangely. Tanan Hasam, the third wide line in the Gimel Beis. It's also in the Mishnah in Megillah. And what's the basis for this? It's a Shaila. The Mishnah says there's a big dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Hilchos Tzoras Erva. Not going into the Tzoras Erva issue now, but the Mishnah tells us that the stakes are very high. You understand very well, it can end up with a big ECRIS over here very easily. Says the Mishnah on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Elu Post, Nevela Machshirin, etc. Nonetheless, Lo Nimnu, Beis Shammai, Milisa, Noshim, Beis Hillel, Lo Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. And even though it's Machlokas in the Tum of Atara, Lo Nimnu, Osin, Taras, Elu, Agabe, Elu. Of course, the question was, how do you do that? How do you do that? So Rashi explains how he did it. Because it was such good terms, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they would say, listen, this girl's not for you. This girl comes from a Tzoras Erva. But other than that, 99% of the population can marry each other. Contrast this we find sometimes in certain places today, where two groups fight about one little narishkeit and they no one married anybody. That's terrible. What's the famous pasuk that's quoted later on? Emes v'shalom mehavu. Such a beautiful pasuk that the Gemara quotes over here on the Yudal and Medrash. Let's go. It's a shtickle Musa, Erev Rosh Hashanah. All right. So we should take a little look for a minute. Yudal and Medrash. What does it say over here? Lo nimnu beishamei v'lisa nashim v'beisilu lo beisilu v'nash beishamei lamedcha shechiba v'reus nohagim zebazel lekayim hashenemar ho emes v'shalom mehavu. Rabbos say, Ha'emes v'ashalom ahavu is a pasuk in Zechariah. Those of the Torah are ashalom. Look at the pasuk. The whole pasuk is here. Kor ma'ashem tzvakos. Tzoma revi, v'tzoma chamishi, v'tzoma shavi, v'tzoma siri. Yiyah leveis Yehuda, l'sasun, l'simcha, l'mo'adim, tomim. V'ha'emes v'ashalom ahavu. As the Mefarshim explained, the fast of Tisha B'Av and the other fasts, which are now terribly difficult fast days, will be converted into feast days. There's only one proviso. Proviso is Va'emes V'Shalom Mehovu. That's a ma'akev. That's what we need to bring back the Mashiach. To bring the Mashiach, to bring the Beis Hamikdash, to bring back Yerushalayim. We need Emes V'Shalom. Just gave in yesterday an article to Torah Web. Should be, it's not on the internet yet. It should be there soon. Hopefully by today. And one of the Yesodas there is that these two themes of Emes and Shalom are the themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's why it's topical. Rosh Hashanah is Emes. How do we end the Davar in Rosh Hashanah? The main bracha. V'tali ben lov d'cha b'yemes. Ki ator lukim Emes. V'dvorcha Emes. Three times in a row. Emes, Emes, Emes. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is Emes. It's a day of truth, a day of judgment. No chokhmas. Emes. Right? Yira. It's a day of tshuva miyira. Hashem was quaking in Rosh Hashanah to have to sit there and be judged by the Kaddish Baruch Hu, not a place you want to be. We have no choice. Rabbo said the Mishnah is coming on Thursday, whether we like it or not. Ready or not, here I come. The Kashbar is coming on Thursday to Mishpat, Yichok, Yisrael, Hu, Mishpat, Lekei Yaakov. That's it. You have till then to prepare yourself for the court case. That's it. So, and everyone is judged. Yom Kippur, different kind of a day. Yom Kippur is a day of Shalom. Everyone's trying to make Shalom. Ashiratas Chaveiro, and everyone's asking Mechila and giving him Mechila. Rosh Hashanah, we're separate. We view ourselves as separate individuals, each one being judged separately. Yom Kippur is a day more of Shalom. It's not so much out of Yira, it's more out of Ava. It's a tshuva gemura, tshuva shalema, kisi akava. It's like a mikveh, a complete, total immersion. That starts with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, representing Emes and Shalom, Yira and Ava. These are Yisodos over here. And, as I pointed out there, the Emes v'Shalom Ahavu is in that order. It's an interesting shayla. The Meshech Chochma explains so beautifully in this is our shiur. This should be tomorrow's shiur, but since we start over here, then Erev Rosh Hashanah Dikah Shiur. So we find that the city Yerushalayim is a compound of two names, Yir and Shalom. Chazal say in the Medrash, and Tosus quotes it, that on there in Parshas Vayera, that there were two different gedolim who named their capital city two different names. Shem ben Noach, Malkitzedek Melech Sholem. Rashi says it right there, Parshas Noach. He called the city Sholem, Shem ben Noach. And Avram Avinu called it Yira, Shem Yira. We're going to read it on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Hayom Behar Hashem Yeroa. So Chazal say, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to call it Sholem like as Shem ben Noach. Avram will be upset. I'm not going to call it Yira the way Shem called it. And Shem is going to be upset. So I'll put them together. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a compound name. Yireh and Shalim. Explains the Meshech Chochma so beautifully in Parshas Vayera that each and every one of these great individuals had a different role in life. Shem ben Noach lived through the Mabul. The Mabul, why was the world destroyed? Kimol Oretz Chomas, right? And therefore, because of the Chomas, Hashem destroying the world. Theft, immorality, terrible fights that people had. It was a disaster. He resolved he's going to fix up the world. No more. It has to be Shalim. Shalim means good midas. Shalim means that the whole world, Meir Simcha writes there, is one organic whole. Everyone's mashpia and mushpa by everybody else. That was Shem's role in life. So he called his capital city after his role in life Shalim, Shlemus, oneness, perfection, and midas. That was his goal. From Avinu, what took him to the next step? He said, Hashem Yireh. We all what happened in Avraham Avinu's time. I'm going over the Torah one. Is it on yet?
Which one?
The one from yesterday. Is it on?
The Torah.
Take a look. We'll see if it's on yet. So he said, Avraham Avinu, we have to see to it that the people should reclaim Hashem. If you look on the Rambam, Menuchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, they forgot about it. I happen to have that Rambam here because of the Hilchos Los is going to do. They happen to have the Rambam here. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the very beginning, Perek Aleph, very lengthy introduction, it's fascinating. In the time of Enosh, they made a big mistake, and they thought that Hashem wanted to go approach them through intermediaries, and they used intermediaries. Then they forgot about it as an intermediary, and then he thought it was an independent God. The Rambam is so strong, and it's one of the Yigim Likrim. Not to watch out with the intermediaries. Okay? And then when the VA shekel, they forgot, if Mamash forgot about the existence of the Rabbanu Shalom. They forgot. Can you believe it? They forgot. Who was the one who taught the whole world that Hashem exists? Avraham Avinu, who discovered it from scratch. A whole long parak. So he decided to call his capital city Hashem Yireh. Bahar Hashem Yireh. Hashem is, look, there is a God. This is Avraham Avinu. So he called the city Yireh. And Shem called it Sholeh. Okay? So the Yafei Torah on that Medrash Yesakasha, wait a minute. But Shem ben Noach came first. So the city should have been called Shalom Yireh, the Yerushalayim. That's his kasha. He says, well, Avraham Avinu is a bigger tzaddik, a greater tzaddik, so therefore he came first. But the Mefarsh, the Balei Mus, say a different word. Yivamis Yudal Mebeis, Ho Emes V'Hashalom Ehovu, in that order. You have to have Emes before you have Shalom. You have to have Emes is Hashem Yireh, that's the truth. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And Shalom is the Shlemus, is the getting together. So you first have to pass in the din. Beis Shammai paskin his din, and Beis Hillel paskin his din, and they had different din, and they were stuck with their din. Except then they had Shalom. That is, it's there. Okay, so you can look it up after Shia. So then you could then you can have Shalom. Listen, we could all intermarry, no problem. But you should know this girl, this boy, this you can't marry them because of the problem of Tzara Sarva. So you have to have Yira before Shalom. Otherwise, everything's Shalom. You have no standards and no halachas and no... Yeah, we'll get together. That's not Shalom. That's Afkeris. And at the end of the day, I won't lead to Shalom either. You first have to have Yira, and then you have to have Shalom. So, took a little bit of a tangent, Rabbi Hossein. But this is the beauty of the relationship of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And this relationship, which is described already in the Mishnah, between the Beis, starts with a Kasha. Now we start the Sugya. Tanan Hossam. Tanan Hossam, Rabbi Hossein. The third wide line. Megillah Nikus V'Acharos Ovei Shneimos Ovei Shloshos Ovei Avos Ovei Chamishos Ovei Laparos LaYosef. Everybody knows this mission. It's the first few lines in the Masechta Megillah. We'll learn this, I'm sure, at one time or another in Mishnayos or in Gemara. So the rule is, let's just get quick, that the 2 days found in the Megillah itself, the 14th for the cities which are spread out, and the 15th for the walled cities, which is somewhat relates to Shushan. We know today, Eben's been there, it's Yisrael, those Yerushalayim, to this day, they read on the 15th, not on the 14th, Kayadua. What's the 11th, 12th, and 13th? It doesn't apply anymore nowadays. They had Kfarim, these little villages. So they gave them a special dispensation to read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th day. Again, it no longer applies. So the question, it becomes, wait a minute. Omalei Shlokash Rabbi Yochanan, Ikri Kan Los is go to do. Losasu agudos agudos. This is the only place it's found. Now, if you look on the side, it tells you where the pasuk losas go to do is found. We just read it not that long ago in Parshas Re'eh. Bonim atam Hashem Elokeichem losas go to do losasimu korchom enenechem lames. On a simple level, it has nothing to do with agudos agudos whatsoever. The drushas chazal. So the Gemara says, in fact. Hai lo sas go to do mi bor le gufe. Dama rachmona lo sasu chabur al meis. So there's no such thing. So Rish Lagos and Rav Yochan lo sas go to do. I never heard of it. Lo sas go to do means don't scratch yourself. If somebody dies, don't make yourself bleed out of upset. The Ramban writes very, very beautifully on that pasuk in Parashat Re'eh. Bon imatam Hashem Elokeichem. The next pasuk says, Ki yam kodesh atal Hashem Elokeichem. We believe in the immortality of the soul. It's your soul in Amuna. Again, another one of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim. The immortality of the soul, the Tchias HaMeisim. So if somebody dies, he didn't fall off a cliff. He went to a better place. So therefore, if somebody, or even if a close relative dies, we're not supposed to be scratching ourselves and going crazy, as some of the non-Jewish people used to do in those days. Because they say, oi, he's dead, he's gone, it's over. And it's a terrible thing, it's a tragedy, it's a never to return catastrophe. No, we don't believe in that. Person passes away, goes to his goof goes into the ground, even the goof comes out of Tchias HaMeisim, and the neshama goes to Shamayim. So therefore, that's the Ramban. You're not allowed to scratch yourself, as if you don't believe in the Hash'aras HaNefesh, in the immortality of the soul. That's such a terrible avera. So writes the Ramban. So that's what it means. You never heard about gudas agudas. No such thing. On a simple level, the Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying, there's no such thing. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. In Kenlos, Lembakro, Losa Godu. My Losa Godu, Shma Minotarti. Does Rabbi Yochanan concede the point? Or does he not? He's just sort of, you know, answering Rishlokesh Lefi Dvarv. That's not clear. The Ritva says, of course Rabbi Yochanan agrees. It's found because all over the Talmud. Again, the footnote points out it's not found anywhere in the Talmud, but here. But there are references and echoes. He has a few suggestions throughout Shas. And the Rashba seems to say, no, that the Rabbi Yochanan denies what we call Osas Gordu. He denies it. Lahadam. It means don't scratch yourself and no more. Okay, so it would appear. Fine. But we're going to go through the Sugya. Assuming that this Issur exists, we pass and Issur does exist, and we have to see the parameters of this violation. It's very, very important. Amalei, so now Rav Yochanan gets him back. Yeah. Again, according to the Rashi, he's playing with him. He doesn't hold the whole Yisra, doesn't exist. But it reminds, this Gemara reminds me of a story I heard from my Rebbe about, I believe, I think it was his grandfather, Reb Chaim Brisker, I believe it was the story of Reb Chaim Brisker, when he was in Cheder. He was 3 years old. You have a question? He was 3 years old in the Cheder. And I believe, I'm not exactly sure precisely who the other Talmud in the Cheder was. I believe it was Reb Zalman Sender Shapiro, who was the father, I believe, of the Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avram, of Avram Shapiro. That's how I believe the story is. I heard the story a long time ago. So they were learning in Cheder, 3 years old. Komets Aleph, oh, Komets Beis, Bo, Komets, you know, that's how they, you know, I don't know if you probably learned that way. Also when you were young. Okay. Then they were learning Tzere. Tzere Aleph A, Tzere Beis, Bay, ba, 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 ba. They got to pay, and the Zalman Sender raised his hand and says, Rebbe, I don't understand. Why must it say Tzere Pei Pei? To say Pei Pei, they only did Tzere. Tzere, what is it? Tzere Pei Pei? Pei itself was a pay. The Rebbe was very impressed by this kasha. This is 3-year-old genius. He says, Chaimke, what do you say? So he said back, I'm not sure if Zalman Sender's question is a good question or not, but I have one thing. If you wanted to ask the question, you should already ask it by hey. What's every hey, hey? That's what this Gemara reminds me of. You're asking a kasha, you're waking up asking me a kasha from Megillah. You should have asked a kasha from elsewhere. Ad kan lo shenisa. Before you got to Megillah, you didn't learn earlier in Pesachim. Rabbi said those were in the Shia at the end of the Mamish, the very end last year in the June's Man. We learned this Indian and this a little connection between this Indian and what we're learning now. Mokum shenogu lasas malocha bar Pesachim ad chatzos osin. Mokum shenogu shlolasas ein osin. So he says to Rabbi Yochanan, says to Rish Lakish, why do you want to ask me from Megillah? Should he ask me for anything from Pesachim? Pesachim has before Megillah. Chaim's kasha. He should have asked for anything from Hay. So he answers him back. Amalei, Shlokesh says Rabbi Yochanan. Amina lecha ano yisura. The Amar Hashem and Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lekayim es yimei apurim bizmaneim. Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem chachamim. That's a real din. That's a real, real din. The ad amit li min hago. You don't minhagim. Minhagim is no problem. Los escodos by Yisurim, not by minhagim. Notice the Rashi. I'm also before going any further. It's an interesting diuk in Rashi. Rashi says over here, losas agudos agudos. The nira kenoagin beis toros. Very, very important Rashi. The reason Rashi's giving a reason for this Easter of agudos agudos. What's the reason? The Nira Kinoagin Beis Toros. The two Toros, Cholila V'chas. And I think it's the Ritva, I believe, says, Bonim Atal Hashem Elokeich and Losses Godel. You have one God! You have one God! And it's one God, is one Torah. Kutchabricha V'rai Sechadu. If you have two Toros, Cholila V'chas, like two gods, that's what the Ritva writes. You saw the Ritva Rabbah saying? Yeah, that's a very powerful expression. Maybe that's exactly why the Rama put in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. I mean, you know, he put in Chazav Adazara because that's what Los Esgodos was found, the Easter of the literal interpretation. But if you learn from Lo Toros, which two Toros from the Dafka did not learn, it would fit even better into the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine. When Shekorin Kfarmas HaMegillah B'Yom Knisa V'Yoras Gedolos B'Yudalad D'Mukof and Chomer B'Tesvav, he rattles off the whole Mishnah, right? There's Yudalad, if you made the Gimel, it's one group, and then there's Yudalad, and then it says Vav. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Gimel, all this depends on the year of Osai. Because you have to read on Monday and Thursday. Those are not three different customs for Kfar. Just to set the record straight. Vayta Rashi. Kenichtav Kroh lo Sagodu Dimash Vadoshim Gedida Vachabura. Ve'em Akulu Lahoch Yudiyos Vashlotas Vagudos. Kenichtav Kroh lo Sagodu Midloksiv Sagodu Loshan Aguda. Loshanisa Akam Akam Shanagu Vahoya Lecho Lahoshiv Tshuvizu. Amin Lecho Anoy Yisura. Ziyas Vilarabonon. Libnei Arbeisar, the ball and mikra bechamesa la matzu, v'chein bnei tesvav biyudal, v'dami l'shtei toros. What's noteworthy about Rashi, Rabbosai? What is noteworthy about Rashi? Shibul made this dig in Rashi. Come on. Rabbi said, what is noteworthy about this Rashi? This Rashi, Dirmaskal Amina, in contrast to Rashi, Dirmaskal Lo Sasu. Come on. What is found in one and not in the other? Nope. Kfarim, right. Kfarim are found in the first Rashi, but not in the second Rashi. In the second Rashi, he restricts himself to 14th and 15th. What happened to 11th, 12th, and 13th? So he forgot about it? So one answer, which is relevant to our discussion immediately, in Rashi is as follows. That when we're talking about the Makshin, at the beginning of the Sugi, we had no distinction between Yisurim and Minhagim. So 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, it's all the same. However, once we draw a distinction between Isurim and Menhagim, then it's no longer appropriate to ask a question from the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Because that's not mandatory. That is a perk that the B'nai Kfarim get. If they want, they give them a break. Chazal gave them a break, a dispensation. If they want to read earlier, they may do so. But not that they are required to do so. So therefore, that's not the equivalent of Yisur. It's like a kind of a minig, a special little minig, the kula that the Chazal gave you the opportunity to fulfill if you so desire. But the 14th and the 15th, that's a real Yisur. The 15th can't read the 14th, the 14th can't read the 15th. You can't say the 11th can't read the 14th. It's not true. You can. That's what some of the Mepharshim point out. We'll see soon. Whenever we see it, that perhaps is a distinction why Rashi left the Kfarim out at the end and only put them at the beginning. Fine. Any questions so far about it? Just going through Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Very basic Pasha Pshat. Okay. Says the Gemara. Fahosam Lavi Surah have you? You mean to tell me when it comes to Erev Pesach, it's only a minig. It's not an Isur? Is that really true? Bit me off, says Rashi. What do you mean? Let's read carefully. Vahotanan Balaila. Where's this mission? Here's a mission we're not so familiar with. We're familiar with the famous mission at the very beginning of Perek Mokom Shenogu. That's the mission which was quoted earlier. Mokom Shenogu B'Arvi Psochem Ad Chatzos. That's the mission, that's the title song. That's what gives the Perek its name. Mokom Shenogu. It's the opening Mishnah in Psochem Daf Nun. This Mishnah is being quoted from much later. Psochem Daf Nun Hey, and people you don't even usually look there. People don't even get that far. That's where this whole sugya is found, a later sugya, and we just don't look there. But this mission exists. What does it say there? Beis Balayla Beis Shami Osun Beis Silamatirim. Rashi, Balayla Bedikas Chomesh Beis Shami Osun Beis Silamatirim. Last Malacha, Vika the Abdikah Beis Silam Vika the Abdikah Beis Shamai. Very kind of good. And here it's an absolute Isser. In other words, as some of the Mepharshim point out, if Beis Shammai asks the night before, they derive from a Pasuk, Ba'arbos Yom L'Chodesh Pesach L'Hashem. They consider the whole day of Erev Pesach like Pesach, and it's an Isser Malacha Medina. Not just straight Mimin Hagar. That's the Pashup Shah. We'll see soon, if we get to the Magan Avraham, some of the different nuance. Says the Gemara. Nah. Again, who's speaking to whom? It's always got me, Amar, me. Again, Rish Lakish said, "Use Atan the Menhaga." Says Rav Yochanan, "Hasan Lavi Sura." Says Rish Lakish, "Amalei, no, that's no kasha." Hasan Maroa Omer Malachu Delesle. The onlooker will say, "He has no work. He has no work." Remember the expression we saw last year, "Kama Batlani Ika Bishuka." There are a lot of people unemployed. What's unemployment now? Here, the statistics are not so good in America. What is it now? Kemat Amir Tamatsu of unemployed. What percentage is this now? What is it? What? 9%? 9.5? It's inching up on the Mishnah Siakos Mir Tamatsu. 10%. You don't want to be in the White House right now. Well, that's not getting into politics. So there's such a significant. He's unemployed! Unemployed! He has no malai, he has no work. Malachu Delesley. There are too many people that we know are in this category, unfortunately. Okay. So far, so good. So now, who had the last word so far? This is Rish Lakish. Oh. Now we come back to our sugya. Yivamos. V'beis shamayim atirin hatzoros la'achim u'beis hillel osrim. Oh, we missed the Rashi. Only hosam lo domi l'shtei toros daroas zesh ein osam malach. Oh, ain't no malas. It's not to do. It's unemployed. Now, what do you do with the problem of the tzoros? Tzoros, erva. Right? That's a question. According to Beis Shammai, it's what the according to Beis Hillel is aser. Says the Gemara Yudal and Aleph. Mi sabris osu Beis Shammai kidivreyem, lo osu Beis Shammai kidivreyem. Beis Shammai was outvoted, and they did not, in fact, in practice, keep their own halach. They fell Beis Hillel. That's the initial terrors. This seems to perhaps be the opinion of Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar Asu V'Asu. Oh no, they did it. They followed them. They followed that shita. And the whole Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And Mar says, when is it? Ilei Mekodem Basko. Basko? Top Rashi. Bas Yotza Basko V'Yomar Alokha Kibbeis Hillel. Okay. Ilei Mekodem Basko My Tam Adamadam Alo Asu. Eliyahu Basko My Tam Adamadam Alo Asu. Mar has two terutzen. Before Basko, after Basko. It was Kodem Basko. So Beis Hillel is the Rove. Okay, so that's the Madam Lo Asu. You have to follow the Rove. Finished. Good. What about Asu? When do you say Rove? Tichi Adodinu. Hocha Beis Shammai Mechada Ditfei. Ooh, they were sharper. So therefore what? So therefore you pass like them? No. Then it's more of a standoff. So you don't necessarily follow them at the absolute majority of the Chachamim, even though Beis Hillel is the majority of the Beis Shammai. Okay. Something after Basko. Lo Asu, of course. What's it Asu? Rabbi Shua, famous Rabbi Shua. And Mashkichin Bebasko. You know the story of Rabbi Shua? Anyone knows the story? Who knows the story of Yeshua? Come on, yeah? That's right. Well, who was he fighting with? Rabbi Lezer. What were they fighting about? Tana Shalachnoi. Rabbi Lezer said, if I'm right, up the trees are uprooted and the rivers change course and the and the that big deal, the trees, the rivers, who cares? But then the walls of the base started to fall in. Oh, the Rebbe Shua said, Burnish up, please. We don't want to all die here in the base medrash. There's a new Loba Shamaimi. The Rebbe Shua famous Rabbi Lezer, but he's Kaviyochel Advod and it's Chuni Bonai, a famous Gemara Baba Messiah. Wow! So that Gemara is Mashkicha Bebasko, finished. That's it. And the whole Tosef, but I'm not going into that. Almost a theological issue of Basko. Fine. Now we get back to our sugya. This is a very nice. Back to our sugya. Here we get to the punchline of our sugya, Rabbi. Says the Gemara. Uman di Omar osu karinan kalos is go to do los asu agudos agudos. Against whom is this question? Here's again a machlokas with the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba says it's a question against Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan denies the existence of Los Gadolim. And the Ritva says, no, it's a question against Rav Yochanan. And what's Rav Yochanan going to answer? He'll answer like Abaye v'Rava. As a matter of fact, this is implicit in the Top Tosis. Yudalim and Alf is implicit. Misavri b'osu tema shel hikshir Rav Yochanan v'Rish Lakish midamaisi b'samach v'kol ma shablezo yakorsim, etc. So therefore he's not so concerned. That's the kashya from Megillah. So the Marami Lublim in the back says, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do? He's going to hold like a Abaye v'Rava. What do they say? Take a look. Omer Abaye, ki amrina los is going to do, gon shtei but they dinim b'yirachas. Halolu morim k'divrei Beis Shammai. V'halolu morim k'divrei Beis Hillel. Avo shtei botei dinim b'shtei ayoros. Leslon bo'or abosai. What does that mean? It's in two cities, it's no problem. Two cities, it's no problem. One city, it's a problem. Okay. No explanation is given. No, you just said it. Abai gave an answer without giving any explanation. Rava went beyond Abai. What does Rava say? Rava says as follows. Listen to Rava. Listen to the words. Omalei Rava, for Beishamai Beishilo Kishtei. We already had in the last week the letter Kof was a big letter. Kishtei Batei Dinim Birachas Domi. And still, also Kedivrayim. Hello, my Rava. Ki Armina lost his go to Duke on Bezdin Birachas Plagmor and Kedivrayim Beishamai Plagmor and Kedivrayim Beishilo. Avol Shtei Batei Dinim Birachas Leslon Bo. Even two words in one city, there's no problem of lo siskodu. Okay, let's stop here. There's more to be said. Let's stop here for the moment. Any questions? We're just going to the push-up shot, Gemara Rashi. Push-up shot. Okay, Rabosa, with me so far? Good. So let's just chazer again. What's the reason for lo siskodu? We saw Rashi gave us the reason. Rashi's reason is chazer, the very first Rashi. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Rashi explains the nira kinoagin shtei Torahs. Oy, two Torahs and the Ritvos is like they have two gods. He had that dramatic statement. Let's turn to the Rosh of Osai. The next Maramaka was the Rosh. Simon Tess. Let's see what it says. The Rosh Simon Tess. Goes to the Gemara and says as follows. The Rosh has a kasha, which Tosfos also asks with the following. Let's take a look on the Rosh. We'll see it here just to make the point. Uve Megillah, Afal pi shekoron levnei ha'ir biarba asar, umakdimin levnei akfarim. Vavikimo bezden echod biir achas. Plagmorim ke beishamay, plagmorim ke beis hillel. Gvalt. In one city. Some are reading on the 11th, some are reading on the 14th. It's a disaster. No, not at all, says the Rosh. Not at all. Why not? Lo karina los is going to them. Kevin lo avdi hachi mishem plukta. There's no dispute. Elasham makam goreim. It all depends where you live. If you live in a city, you're a 14th person. If you live in a village, you're an 11th person. Temoya ben makam azeh holech lemakam acher, you also kemal sam. Certainly, as far as the 40th and the 50th is concerned, if you're in Yerushalayim, the 15th, if you're in Tel Aviv, the 14th. There's no machlokas. Hilkach lo merzi kishtei toros. Because there's two different sets of circumstances. The Afal Pisha Rish Lakish Hikshal Rabbi Yochanan Mi Megillah. Rabbi Yochanan Lochosha Shla Shivo. Shim the Lochosha Lakish De Toros Mi Tama De Parishis. That's his first answer. His second answer is found in Tosis. Once we hear it, let's read it. Od Yesh Lomar. The Megillah Avik Eshtei Bet Eidin Bishir Achas Shebnei Krochim Aloyu Koran Levnei Akforim Elbnei Akforim Koran Yatim. What does it say? Bekrochim? Maybe should be Bekforim? I'm not sure what the proper Girsa is over here. I'm going to be Rishalmi. The Ben Ir and Omoti Ben Kvar. The call shein a mechuyah b'dover and a motzis achem in dechavasa. Uma shalom hoyu korim b'kfar shalahen. Lefish lo miskabtzim yachad ela b'ayoros. So the Rosh says a second answer. It's like two batei din in one city. And two batei din in one city, at least according to whom? According to Rava, is not a problem. Fine. So two terutz, one of those is true to begin with, and two, even if that's not the consideration, it's like shnei batei dinim in one city. And the third answer is going to be They read in different cities. The Bnei Kfarim read in the Kfar. We saw in the other Rishonim say it that way. The Tosis in the back, Tosis Arush, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. They give that Teretz to, perhaps we'll look at it. Well, let's look at it now, once we hear it. Let's look at it. Keep one hand in the Rush. Most you have in the back, the Tosis Arush. Take a look and see. Tosis Arush. Tirus Rabbeinu Chaim. It's in page Yud Dalet in our print, in the very end of the first half, before the right side of the line. The Bishali Muchach Shebnei Kfarim Ayukoram BeIram. They read in the villages. V'Karli Yom HaKnisa. Oh, the word Yom HaKnisa implies they all got to order the big city on Monday and Thursday. It says no, Fisha BeIram in the small village. A little shtiebel they had, and they would read Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursdays. And then he goes to the other, says, no, the Gemara sounds like they went into the big city to read, so you're stuck, so you have to either give the Teretz to get before of it's Shnei Bote Dinim Birachas, or there's no dispute between them, as the case may be. And he gives those two terutzim going forward. And Rabbeinu Peretz is also the same thing, is these two terutzim. Okay. Rabbi said, look in the Kitzur Piskei Arash. Kitzur Piskei Arash. Ki Aminalos is going to look inside, please. Everyone has, oh, if you have the old Gemara, it's in the back. If you have the new Gemara, it's on the bottom. It makes it much easier. What does it say over here? Kiaminos is go to do, look inside please. Dafkon Bezdin Echod Biir Achas. Plag Moran Kibe Shame Plag Moran Kibe Silo. Abu Bishne Bote Dinim Bishte Ayoros. Bishte Ayoros. What about in one city? Less Lumbo. Isn't that unusual? He says, you only have it when it's Bezdin Echod Biir Achas. When don't you have it? Shne Bote Dinim Bishte Ayoros. Now what about Shne Bote Dinim in one city? It's missing. Halodover, what's going on over here? How should we paskin, Rabbi Osai? If you were writing a sefer halacha, how would you paskin? Shnei batei dinim b'irachas. How would you paskin? Mutter v'rosa. Mutter, why? Abaye v'rova, except for Yal Kagam. Of course, you paskin like Rova. It's obvious. It's obvious. Did anybody... Oh, let me just finish and go out. Hold on. V'dover atole b'minik. Something which depends upon b'minig, b'minig ha-makomos, sh'memokom zeh nogul kach, v'mokom zeh nogul kach, ha-filu n'skarflu b'nei shnei ha-makomos v'mokom echad v'yosek kolecha v'mokom mehogo, less lon bo. He quotes the Gemara. Ki ha-aminig lo yisu, ha-tadli b'min hova, minig is no problem. Okay. Some of you may have noticed if you're students of the Ein Mishpat always tells you the psak of the Rambam. So you're not Yudalad, I'm an Aleph. Omar Abaye, Aleph. Aleph? Yudbeis, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Locha Yudalad. What? The Rambam is passed like Abaye against Rava? How can that be? Those of the Ein Mishpat Amole, turn to the back and you'll see. Take a look. If you have most of you have the Ein Mishpat Amole in the back. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Here we go. It's in page Bays, opening page of this Ein Mishpat Amole, the opening page, column 2, towards the bottom. Halacha Yudal, v'chlal ha'zorazu, shelo yishnei botei dinim bi'ir achas, zen noah kiminik zeh, again, bi'ir achas, zen noah kiminik, here's the word zeh missing, noah kiminik acher, Pass like a baye, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Kesemisha screams, pass like a baye against Rava. What else is noteworthy in the Rambam, Rabbi Osai? He does not say Shtei Toros. That's the reason which Rashi gives. What's the Rambam's reason? Tell us your reason. Shedavazeh gorom lemachlokos gedolos. Here's a different reason and an unusual psak. Two kashas on the Rambam. Okay? Keep this in mind, two kashas. Everyone with me so far? This is the Rambam.
Rabbi will say, if you have a question, ask it now. Because we're going to go, we're starting off slowly, just going through the sugya, bit by bit. Slowly but surely, slip by bit. Oh. Fine. Okay. Now, the Mefarshim are bothered by the... Yes, I'm sorry.
When the Kitzur Peskeva says that it's if it's about Minhag HaMakom, then it's not a problem. But does that mean that it's not about Minhag HaMakom, just to make a Minhag that kind of those families have, it is a problem?
Minhag of families, we spoke about that a little bit last year, they don't have such a strong position in Halacha. You're not absolutely bound by family Minhagim, but you are bound by communal Minhagim, as long as you're living in that community or plan to come back to that community. That's the Sugin Mesechta Psocha that we learned at the end of last year. But here we're discussing, according to the Rambam, we get an impression of Osai, that if they're different Minhagim, then there is an issue of Los Eskodos. And you begin to wonder, is it even Minhagim, or maybe even remarkably, only Minhagim? That'd be wild. The Gemara says it's only by Yisurim. Rambam says it's only by Minhagim. That matters with a simple read of the Rambam, to be honest, right? Noi ki minig zeh, noi ki minig acha. What happened to the Yisura? Yes, sir.
I'm not exactly sure if I understand exactly what the Lotus going to do is by Megillah, because right, we said already that that Minhagim, right, there's no such thing as Lotus going to do. This is the other one is a Takana.
What's a Takana?
That they can read on two different days.
That's what the Gemara says. So that was exactly what Rish Lakish answered. But the Hay and Pei Shaila. Why do you ask me from Megillah? Why do you ask me from Psachim? So Rish Lakish responds, Psachim is only Minhagim. Megillah is Dinim. Exactly.
Right, no, but the thing is that...
The word Isura...
That's the way the halacha was made. The Rabbanan made the halacha that you can do it on either one.
But the word Isura is Lavdavka Isura. I mean, it's not a minig. They happen to be a mitzvah, it's not an issur so much. But it's issur mitzvah on one hand as opposed to menhagim on the other hand. Okay, but you're right. That's exactly the kasha. Chachamim should introduce what those go to do when they're ektem atakana? How can that be? That's the Gemara's kasha.
Is that possible?
That's the Gemara's kasha.
No, meaning that if the Chachamim made it that way, I would never consider it a lotus go. Meaning.
But that question, you say it's no kasha, but the Gemara says it is a kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha, and the Gemara then had different terutzim. You're right; the terutzim are not so clear. Big time machlokas are showing what the terutzim really are, but at least the question was certainly raised. You can't just wave your hand and say there's no kasha. The Gemara raised the question, and it has to be some kind of an answer. You are correct that there we saw the Rosh gave an answer which is not found in Shas. The answer Hamokum Gorim, that's his own answer. It's not really found in Shas itself, right? But at least the question is found in Shas. Rabbi, are you with me so far? Fine. So now, Rabbi, we have to analyze this very, very carefully. I'm going to try to, at least today, as much as we can, use the Sforan that you have in front of you. We're going to have to branch out a little bit and see as things go along. So let's take a look in this Rosh, Rabbi, in Siman Tes. We already saw the Kitzur Peskei Rosh. I also asked you to see the Korban Nisana. Let's read the Korban Asana over here. The Korban Asana, Rabosai, is the Os Dalet. Please. Os Dalet. Os Dalet. Ah, before, let's just see Os Vav first. That's a shorty. So the Rosh said in his second answer that the B'nai Kfar read for themselves, Vav, Abu Rashi Pirish Mastis Nimesh Pesach Megillah. In the very beginning, it's on that Beis Amin Aleph. Vakforim Einam Bikiyim Likros Utsrichim Shikrena Lefneim Echad Mibnei Oir. They had to run to the city to have somebody read the Megillah for them because they were Amoratsim. They're Amoratsim. There's a bit of a problem over here. Rabosai, keep one hand in the rush and turn to the toast that he asked to see on that Yud Dalid Omer Aleph, the Ramaschal Ki. This is a good Chazar. Yes, same Kasha we saw in the Rosh. Bim Toma, Matiritz, Me Megillah, the Beir Achas, Ayukor, and the Vnei Oyer, Beyudal, and the Kfarim, Ayumakdim, and the Yom Chakaknisa. Or Rabbeinu Chaim, the Vnei Akfarim, Ayukor, and Beirom.
and Be'iram in their own little villages, right? In their own little villages. Can the Muhak be Rishalmi? Whoa, are you Rishalmi? A Beferish, are you Rishalmi? What? So in the Sard it says, look in Perakamah de Megillah, Sof Halacha Gimel. V'hashta v'shtei batei dinim v'shtei ayaros. T'b'chei agav l'shem los esgoro du afilu l'abayi. V'hod ha'kara l'yom ha'knisa. V'shabiyirim ayu mis'atz v'lava l'vava l'vais ha'knesis. V'sheni v'chamishi, as we saw in the Rosh Likos Patorah. V'chei nira d'armina b'yushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi, and this is, seems to be a different Yerushalmi, according to the Mesoras Hashas and the Sari. Perek Beis Alacha Gimel. That's not completely clear. Before you call it Perek Alacha Alacha Gimel. We'll see if that's really true. The Ben Ir Ein Motze Ben Krach. On the side it says in the Bach, the Ben Ir Ein Motze Ben Kfar. The Gisol has become very problematic. Very many points depend upon one word in the Girsa. And he says, look on the side, I am a Shashri Yifei Naim, it says, the kosh ain't a chuyu bedavar, ain't motzi achem edal chavasam. The kevin shabnei kvarim ayo bikiyim likros. Vada yekor abiram. He's saying that you must say that the bnei kvarim could read the Megillah, because the bnei ayos cannot read for them. They're not a bar chiyuva. In order for A to be motzi B, A has to be a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva because it's not his day. So therefore, his day is only in the 14th. He carried on the 11th. Who reads? Must be the one bucky in the kfar. What's the bucky in the kfar? Am I also reading the kfar? Why bother going and schlepping everybody to the city? Yes?
And the Tosfos of Rosh already threw this answer out?
Hold on. We'll see Tosfos of Rosh soon. What do you do with Rashi? Rashi said that the B'nai Akfarim Maratzim, they couldn't read. So they asked Akashi, Rashi's against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said that if the Bnei Kfarim can't read for themselves, they're not even Yotze. We saw it, right? And then Akarash said that the Bnei Kfarim couldn't read, and they weren't Yotze. They can't listen to Bnei here. The answer was given, no. The Yerushalmi says you can't be Yotze a 14th, a 15th. Well, there's two separate Yamim Tovim. Lasso says, Yemei Apurim O'Elev is my name. We all know that. If you live in the in Eretz Yerushalayim, the 15th, everything is on the 15th. All the midst of the day, Shalach Manes, and Matanas of Yonim, and Besum of Bapuria, and Sudas Purim, all on the 15th. And if you live in Tel Aviv, it's all on the 14th. New York, the same. So the two different Yamim Tovim. A can't read for B if A is a 14th and B is a 15th. But, Rabbi Osai, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, that's only a special dispensation for Kriyas and Megillah. Shalach Manis and Sudas Purim and Besumi Bepuria is all on the 14th. I didn't say Matanas of Yonim. The Gemara seems to say that goes together with the Megillah because that's when they give out the money and the people come. But that's a technicality. But it's the same Yontif. Even the 11th guys, they also have Yontif on the 14th. So therefore a 14th guy, says Rashi, can read it for an 11th guy, but not for a 15th guy. 14th, 15th, two different Yomim Tovim. 14 and 11, the same Yom, they just have a dispensation to read earlier, at the rational answer to Yerushalmi. Okay? But back to the Korban Asana, as we said. Okay, back to the rush of the Korban Asana. Good. Dalet. Ulamaskona, the Rava, Aminan, the Bechol, Dovah, Shaykh, Los, Esgoda, the Bebez, and Echad, Birachas. Okay? There seems to be always a Los, Esgoda, if it's the same, one Bez in one city. Afilu, Sheesh, Litlo, Shein, Miskave, and Leiser. Kegon malacha, the haroa es zesh ain osa malacha omer malacha hu the lesle. What does that mean? The Gemara made a distinction of all saying you'd give them a bays. They got stuck with a kasha. What did they answer? Haroa omer and la malacha. Lemaskon of Rava Rabosai. Lemaskon of Rava says the Korban Asana according to the Magen Avraham. We reject that. We reject that. We reject it. It's not acceptable. The maskana. V'im ken gabe tisporis nami, shaving on svira. Av sharoa omer shein v'tzono l'saper atzma. I keep the first minig, Rabbi Osai. I have to tell you, I run to the barber in Lag BaOmer like a lot of other good Jews. But it's a little hipster, shtickle more hippie-ish. What's wrong going from Pesach to Shavuos? Looks good on you. 7 weeks, not bad. Not bad. So, will somebody say that if I don't take a haircut till Erev Shavuos, that I'm doctrinaire, dogmatic, I'm keeping the second minute? No! I'm keeping the first minute. I want to do all my hair longer. What's this? Oh. King Abed Tisporis is among the wrong. Av Sheroa Omer Shein Ritzono L'Saprat. This one take a haircut so fast. Mikol Makom Shayach Lo Sisko to do. Mogan Avram Simitov Sadi Gimel Sivkot Nvov. He paskins against the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis because he claims that the Gemara is rejected L'maskana on Yudalad Amud Aleph. With me so far, everybody? Again, this answer was given to answer a question tentatively, right? The distinction between Haro, Omer, the parrying back and forth to Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Okay, so Rish Lakish is the one who said, if you remember, Haro, Omer, Melacha, Hu, De, Lesle. And therefore, that's why I, Rish Lakish, didn't ask you from Psachim, I only asked you from Megillah. So it's Rish Lakish said it, right? Who said it? Once, says the Magen Avraham says, once Rava says, and if you dial them an aleph, that the shnei bate din virachas is no loss is going to do, there's no longer a need for this answer of a roa omer melachu de lesle. No, it's not necessary because you have shnei bate din beisham and beisilil. So there's no problem. Loss is going to do. Let's reject the limaskan. Ad kan magen Avraham. So therefore, there's a problem, Rabosai, even within shaving and haircuts. Even though one could think it's taking just not shaving your haircut or shave for 7 weeks. This may not work about for those who are clean shaven. Those who are clean shaven and they shave every single day, not like schleppy, straggly, scrawny growth on their face for 5 weeks. They would take it off right away and just get me out of here. So if they keep it for 2 weeks, maybe we couldn't say this far that they're just doing it, they're not interested. Okay, but then in those days, they had beards and it comes to haircuts, and okay, fine. Says the Korban Asana, Tmihani, Im Yota Dover Zemi Piv. Wow. Did it come out of the mouth of the Magen Avraham? Hello, but Tisporis, Im Tsas, Im Malkam Echad, Yistapu, Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Uk Tsas, and Yistapu, Im Lamed Gimel, Lag Boma Ve'elech, Pshita Da Havilos, Is Go To Do, Afilu Lefi Tiritz Rishon, Meridik. In other words, if everyone doesn't shave for 7 weeks, you're right. But you'll see the barbershop is open on 13th Avenue in Borough Park until Rosh Chodesh year, and it's open again from Lag BaOmer until Shavuos. How can that be? The poor barber only got 2.5 weeks off. How can that be? That's the time that it's no Haroah Omer. Because they're actively shaving and taking haircuts. If you tell Rishon Mishanik, I'm a Melacha, lo havi lo sesgo to do. The Omer Melacha would lo leste. So mitzasim is nagdam mitzasim the year achas. So chuli amatzor lino gisur tesporas lamed gimel yomim vizel hocha v'leka lamed gimel vizel hocha v'leka lamed gimel. The barbershop is open. He's only closed for 16 days. That's it. Sit. If you're a barber, you only get 16 days off from the second day of year through the 17th, inclusive. Because the 18th is the biggest day of the year for the barbershops, Lag BaOmer. And even Rosh Chodesh, go to Samin Hakam Aleph. That's a good kash. I don't have a terrorist kash. That's a good kash. I don't know. Gamashakosov, to the maskana de Rova, lo mechalkinan v'hach svara de haroa omer v'chule, b'yemes the maskana nami svaras tamuda svara nechona. Why? The ka'oma tlos ha shmamina de osu kedivrayan. Going one after Tetzav, if you saw it. Elimish of the Matzil, the Mitri, Aro Omer, Lafushi Avir Kavid. He wants to have more air, Rabosai. He wants to have more air in the Sukkah. O Lafushi Mayu de Kavid. He wants to have more water in the Mikvah. Vichen Kosev, Marashal, Yamashal Shlomo, Perigzeh, Simen Yud. That this Svara, namely, Aro Omer, is true even the maskana. And he says, a pile ploy me as a kash against the Magen Avraham. Didn't he learn that Tezvav? In my shir, the Mamakoma stopped on Yudalit. But didn't he hold like, didn't he learn, he didn't have Mamakoma, he learned all shas. So he must have learned that Tezvav. Right? There's a whole sugi about saying, I didn't put this sugi on the Mamakoma in its broadest sense, it's just too long. I'm not going to have a chance to read everything. But there's a whole sugi on that Tezvav, asu or lo asu, a whole discussions over here about Tzaras Erva, and it talks about other examples, but Tu Isurim, Beisham and Beis Hillel, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, okay? And then we have the last lines of your Tezvav and Aleph. Yolda Kalosel Shal Shamei Azok in the Pichas and Samaziva V'Sicha Agami Amidu B'Shul Kotten. Shmai Mina Osu. Moses says, no! So Shekes Yehu, he made a bigger hole in the water. Moses says, no, the last word on the page. Hosam, go over to the next page. Tezvav base. Haro Omer, Lafushi Mayer the covenant, needs more water. That's all, says the top Rashi on that Tezvav base. For the Dami the Shte Toros, Avalhecha the Dami Lagudas Agudas, Lo Osu Beshamaka Devrea. So this seems to be true even the Maskana. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? So I saw in the Masifta Gemaras, they say no, they think that the Magen Avraham is right, because all these Toshmas, one after the Meisveis, one after the other, are going to man the Omar Lo Asu. You say Lo Asu, what do you do with this and with this and with this and with this and with this? Fine. So Rish Lakish holds Lo Asu. She's giving this answer. But Rava holds also, Rabosai. Rava holds also. Since Rava holds also, this whole Gemara, Shalok Halacha. So the mere fact that it happens to take place two dapim later, not on Yafid Gimel, but it's on Tezvav, doesn't mean it's any more authoritative. Because it's going only according to the Mandam Olaos, which is Rish Lakish. And Rava holds also. So therefore the Magen Avraham is Chai V'Kayim. So it's not clear the Maskana whether this is accepted Halacha, this distinction. The Magen Avraham says perhaps not, and the Kovan HaSalas says certainly yes, and it's kasha against the Magen Avraham is not should be kasha, as is pointed out. Okay, Rabosei, slowly so far going through these things, one by one by one. Good. Now, in discussing these very weighty issues, we've already seen many of the Rishonim. Let's just see one more Rishon. See the Mordechai, which you all have. And then maybe, I want to show you what you have in front of you. Maybe tomorrow, everyone should have a Ritva. If you have it with the footnotes, it's good. If you have even plain Ritva, it's also not too bad. The Rambam, we already saw. If you want to look up on your own, the Kesem Mishnah, the Mishnah. But we should have, Rabosai, importantly, an Orach Chaim, Hilchos Pesach. That's where the thing is found. The one place in Shulchan Aruch, which is discussed most pronouncedly, is in that Magen Avraham, which is just quoted by the Korban HaSanal, in Hilchos Sfira Soma. So if you can bring that, it will be helpful. But for meanwhile, we don't have any of these for him. Let's look first in the Mordechai Simendal. Just read this one that we have in front of us. Kula Suya Deshmait, Simendal. Masha B'Shnei Chachamim Adorim B'Yirachas O B'Shnei Mekomos Eilu Osun Vela Matirim Shetzrichim Hamatirim Lodiya La'osun Dover Ze atem osim vano matirim. B'nei magensa shenoagin isa bebuah b'shipuli reya v'yosrin osim mechuba lekak b'shnei amtovah shogolias ad erev motziyanta v'asheni v'chlei shiasu v'gam omen recha milsi u'v'germaiza matirin elu hadvorim u'kshabor b'nei magensa l'germaiza tzrichim b'nei germaiza l'odilem v'yos kshim odilem imdatam noto achreya mutalina kemosam. It's Rabosei, you have to be polite, and you can't give somebody something which he thinks is awesome. That's just just want to give it to us. Now, Rabosei, I want to look in this Maratz Chayis, which is on the Makoros, and then we're going to go to the Shulta Gibor, and then we're going to have to get off the book. That's all we have in the Marat Makomas in the Sefer itself, except for that one Tosfos on your dolls. Maybe let's first see the Maratz Chayis. Very interesting. Maratz Chayis is found in the
Yalk on the Farshim that everybody has in the back. Unless you have the old, old Gemara, so you'll find it separate. Hikshu Arashi. What did he say? L'lasos Yisrael Agudas Agudas. V'sham b'nei Eretz Yisrael b'nei Bavel. Shnei b'tei dinim b'shtei ayolah saying. So the kapas tomorrow mess is kasha. Look at the Magen Avraham, the Herich Bazeh. And Arichas. We'll have to see that one yet, and you all have it. Well, if you divvy out Tosis Psochim Yudal and Amal Alf, move up above Avraham Sham to be Rishalayim, Kevan Shem Miskaptim Sham, Ayora Sacheros, Roar Linog be Isra Malacha, Pierce of Magen Avraham Sham, the Ayna Mishim Los is go to do, Im Ken Gabri Divi Rashi Sukesh the Farish came. Kevin the Bnei Chutzot, Kshem Eretz Yisrael, Lo Doch Yishuv, Gan the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Levad, Gan Ken Lo Doch. What's he saying over here? If you're in a central city, you have to keep the chumras of everybody. Amazing Tosfos in Pesachim Yudalad, it's called Lukutoi. And according to the Magen Avraham, the reason for this din is Los is Godot, which is not Toposhet, other disagree Pshat in that Tosfos, as we shall see as we go. A final mockup in here in the back is this Shulta Giron that I asked you to see. I just put it on the Makaros today. Let's take a look. Halacha Lamaisa, I think that most of us are not keeping this din. Unfortunately, it seems that we're simply not keeping this din. Despite the fact that it seems to be a Mefurish Halacha, a Mefurish din, it seems that people today are not keeping it. What does he say? Gam Bizman Azeh. Yesh berov makomos machlokos ben hachachamim ben hagonim. I would say. Also lehem lebnei ha'ir le'echolek v'lino v'minik pashut k'tzason ki echad k'tzason ki acher el yamdu al aminyin v'yasu kulam al piyarov. He's passing halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Osai. Huh? Do you believe this? Rabbi Osai, I'm asking you by a show of hands. In Yoshu, we're coming up to Yontif. Very soon it's going to be Sukkos. And Sukkos has Chol HaMoed. 5 days Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yisrael, first show of hands. How many people in this room wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? A small minority. How many people in this room go to a shul with this uniformity where everyone either does wear or nobody wears? Which shul is that? Sephardi shul. Oh, Sephardi, you wear that, they'll kill you. They'll carry you out on a stretcher. They're tough. Good for you. Where do you down?
Nijra.
Where?
Nijra.
Eretz Yisrael. I said no with the carryout. What's Eretz Yisrael?
I'm not
going to
be there
on
Sukkos, but...
Broyers, they'll carry you out if you know it to them. Yeah. I told you a story about that floor. I told you a story about Frankfurt. I told you that story. Okay, that's all rarities. How many people daven in shuls? What is a mix? Some guys wear tefillin, some guys don't. Everyone. How can it be? Rabbi asks Shaila, how can that be? If we can't lose this go to do. Now let's do another Shaila, Rabbi Osai. How many people keep the first minute of Sphira? How many keep the second minute of Sphira? Nobody. No one in this room keeps the second minute of Sphira? Pillay, boy.
Doesn't
Rabbi
say you can switch back?
That's a Pella. It's a bigger pill. No one in this room keeps a second minute of Sphira.
I usually do, except this past year, I take out the first
days. Well, I don't know you're allowed to do that. That's the whole story.
I spoke to
them. Whatever. Stop. And I'm amazed. The Ramah Paschas a second minute. Can you do it? Ramah! This is the influence of Rabosi of the Chassidim. Let's call it spade a spade. That's called spade a spade. Chassidim changed many things. They changed the minute of tefillin. Both. They're the ones who said you can't wear tefillin. They're the ones who kept the first minute. And they have the votes, Rabbi. So they have the votes. What can I tell you? You like it, you don't like it. They have the votes. Yeah?
Don't they keep both halves of Sphira?
No, that's Chabad. Chabad. Other, I don't think so. First minute.
The ones in Muncie
do. Muncie, yeah. So I remember once, so in my shul, we have Yekas who keep the course the second minute, like the Ramo, they got a bunch of them from the Ramo. Many Yekas in Riverdale. And, you know, certainly among the founders, certainly the Ziknei Ha'ir. Now, so 20, hold on now. 20, about, wait a minute, what 20? Almost 35 years ago, a rabbi came to Riverdale, and he asked, what's the meaning of Sphira? They told him, what do you mean the meaning of Sphira? The Yekas keep the second minig, and others keep the first minig. He says, what's Losis go to do? Give a bang on the table, from now on, in Riverdale, everyone keeps the first minig. The Yekas laughed at him. You're going to tell me what to do? For 1,000 years I'm keeping it this way. You're going to tell me what to do? So the question becomes, what do you mean? But the majority, the rabbi passed like the majority. The majority kept the first minig. Look at this room, everybody keeps the first minig. So what's going on over here? These are problems. I'm not sure we have solutions to these problems. But it's very important to understand. So I think that we have to take after learning the text of the Gemara, and we saw the Ronin, we have to take a step back and go back to the reasons for this Isser. And perhaps we go back into the reasons, it's going to be able to enable us to make... To give some kind of interpretation over here. And this goes back to something which I may have mentioned briefly, maybe not. Rabbi said there's a Mefarish Din and Shulchan Aruch in the Gemara, the Rambam, Lo Darshina and Tam of the Kro, which means we do not follow in practice reasons for mitzvahs. Even if the reason does not apply, you have to keep the mitzvah anyway. The classical case is Lo Sachol Begal Almona. It's a machlokas about an Almona Ashira, a rich Almona. There's no have to go back every single day and give her the pajamas and give her the clothing. It's in the lack of tznius. So Reb Shimon said, an Almona Ashira, it doesn't apply. And the Chachamim say, Echad Almona Aniya v'Echad Almona Ashira. What the reason applies, it does not apply, Lo Darshin and Tam of the Kron. So at first glance, what am I saying over here? They try to figure out the reason for those go to do, and they're not based, we'll try to reach certain conclusions. What? Lo Darshin and Tam of the Kron. What's the answer, Rosai? Avi Yisod, Lo Darshin and Tam of the Kron, but Darshin and Tam of the Drosha. Los go is only a Drosha. Rabos, let's not get carried away. The simple pasuk Los is gold, Los is silver, carbon, and echel the mace is clearly talking about someone scratching himself after somebody died in the family. That's the pshuta shemikra for sure. Whether Los is gold, the agudas is the doraisa or the rabbanon, that's a machlokes. Some say it's only an asmach to be alma, and some say it's a real din doraisa. But even din doraisa, it's not pshuta shemikra. No way. So therefore, it's a drasha at most. It's a drasha. So we say Darshin and Tama the Drasha. That if the reason for the Drasha does not apply, maybe it wouldn't apply. So what is the reason for the... What is the reason? Yeah, I'm sorry.
If it were in Asmach Tabalma, would there be such a back and forth in the Gemara by Pidish Nusetlo
Sagodu?
Sagodu and...
Yeah, you're right. That's a good question. But that's why some say it's a real Din Daraisa. But not everyone agrees. Rabbi Sai, I'll give you one example. The Rambam. Let's read the Rambam one more time. One more time. Go back. We have the Rambam in the back. You all have it there. The Rambam gave us the reason for this din. The Klaz Harazu, Shloyin Shneba Teidinim, Birachas, Zenoe Kiminig Zev, Zenoe Kiminig Acher, Shedavaze Gorim the Machlokos Gudolos, Shenemelos Gordul, Osasu Agudos Agudos. Rabbosai, I come into my shul. I've been a rabbi at my shul now for a long time. My first yontif was Pesach of 1974. My first yontif that I was in the shul. So, it's a lot of yontifs, a lot of years ago. I walked in, and is there a minig to wear tefillin? Not to wear tefillin. There's already a fight. The yankas say the minig of our shul is to wear tefillin. And the others say, no, there's no minig. Do whatever you want. No one claimed that there was a minig that no one went to film. That much no one said. But the Yekka said that the minig of the official minig of the shul is to wear tefillin, And we're certainly Yekesh of Alabaz Arayom Azeh. If somebody wants to go to the Amud on Chalamoy not wearing tefillin, he used to stop Mamish, now he sees he's so far outvoted that you just see he's upset. So I was a Rav, I should have banged the table. The minute is A, the minute is B. What do you think would have happened as a whippersnapper 20-something rabbi? I get up there and I say, the minig is, would that have eliminated machlokes or made more machlokes? I ask you, take a vote. Who thinks would have eliminated machlokes? Who thinks would make more machlokes? All right. So Darshin and Tama did Russia. I kept quiet. I'm still quiet. It's going to make more machlokes. Make more machlokes. Yes. Oh. It's a problem. You're right. According to Rashi's pshat, the Rashi says, Nira Kishtei Taurus, it's a problem. A very serious problem. It's mamish nirik ashteta. You're walking down Chalamayit, and half the people wearing tefillin, and half are not wearing tefillin. It's mamish nirik ashteta. You're right. I have no good solution to cheat this Rashi. Yes.
But now it's accepted that ritual has to be worth a little.
Oh. So there are some who claim as follows. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel themselves. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we know, according to some authorities, we seem to paskin, it's also. So the Mefarshim is a bottom line question. Also, what happened to Losis Goldadu? What happened? The bottom line, what happened to Losis Goldadu? So some answer as follows. A remarkable answer which may have relevance for us as well. They say like this. We don't want the Torah to become two Torahs. Fine, that's all very nice. Before the fact. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Osai, everybody knows about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There's not a person in the world who knows anything about Halacha, about Gemara, about Mishnah, who never heard of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's probably the most famous Machlok. The Mishnah Novus, Rabbi Osai. The Mishnah Novus. Eizu Machlok of Shem Shemayim is Machlok of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They picked one Machlokas. In the Mishnah Novus, they picked the Machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's exactly the one they picked. So the question is, Rabbi Osai, the question is there going to be an issue of Losis Gordo with respect to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Radvaz gives the following answer. It's too late already. The machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is so public, and in every city there was a Beis Shammai shtibul and a Beis Hillel shtibul, and everybody knew it. There were different groups. It exists already. If you in one town now have a Beis Shammai and a Beis Hillel, you are not increasing machlokas. The machlokas exists already. It exists already. Nothing new is happening. It's the equivalent of Shnei batei dinim b'shnei ayoros. True, it's irachas, but the reason for irachas is because then you're gonna make something look like two Torahs, which until now we thought was one Torah. We already know it's the two Torahs. It's world famous as it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and therefore it's okay. Now it's true the Radvaz is more into the shita of machlokes, okay. But as opposed to Shtei Torahs, but maybe we'll look it up and we see it on the screen. Chuvas or Advas. He also throws in, which I don't know if we can say about today, that Beis Shammai is a little big chassidim, and they hold the Uzel Azeh, and it was a machlokas with Shem Shemayim, as the Mishnah Novus tells us. So therefore, but it's arguable, that's what you meant probably. Everybody really knows for hundreds upon hundreds of years, there's a raging dispute. Do you must do a tefillin on Chalamayit, or you're definitely not allowed to do a tefillin on Chalamayit? Well, you and I are going to solve this machlokes. We're going to resolve it. They've been fighting for hundreds and years. Hundreds and hundreds. So maybe you can say, there's a machlokes, then the loss is going to the one along the lines of the Radvaz. It's already two terms. The Sefer HaChinuch, by the way, as an aside, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Re'eh, where he quotes his din, he paskins like the Rambam. That the reason is because of machlokes, not because of Shtei Torahs. But the Sefer HaChinuch, a couple of parshas earlier, parshas later, in Parshas Shoftim, By Lo Sasser, he says the reason why you have to follow Yom and Asmol, you have to, and it's a terrible avera of Zokin Marmei to go against the psak of the remainder of the Bezdin, is because you're going to make the Torah look like two Torahs. The same expression that he uses. I asked the Kasha, it's already two Torahs. There already so many disputes that were not resolved. My answer is, it shouldn't become three Torahs. The 23 shouldn't become four. 24 shouldn't become five. In other words, whenever another machlokes is surfaces, it makes it worse. So therefore, our job and losses go to do, what seems to me, according to your answer, we should not add new machlokes. When the machlokes is 500 years old, and we're just carrying it on in our own shuls, we're not really adding any machlokes. There really was. That's what the Radvaz says. And, you know, whether that's going to work in the sheet of machlokes or the sheet of Shnei Torahs, you have to look in the small print. But that's perhaps what you meant. Okay? Bottom line is, I'm telling you in advance, right, this year, Mitzvah Shem, a few weeks from today, 3 weeks from today is going to be Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and my shul is going to be some with tefillin and some without tefillin. Unless someone's going to convince me otherwise in the shiurim this week or next week, but I'll have to make a fight about it. If you convince me, you can come with your baseball bat to defend me on Chol HaMoed. But other than that, it's going to be Maftirin Kadiyasmul, the same as in past years, whether those are doing this and those are doing that. But it's a good cash. It's a good cash. And we really should, let me ask you a question on the Lashon of the Shulta Gibor. Look at the Lashon. I want you to explain to me a few things. I don't know how the words mean. Look at the words. Have a look back at the Shulta, page Zion, and here, I think it's Gimel in the old print. Gam bizman again. Gam bizman azeh yesh berov makomos machlokas ben ha-chacham or ben ha-gon. My first question. Who's a chacham and who's a gon? I don't want to be cute. Why is he expressed? Does he mean chachamim, those who were living, and gonim, those who came before? Is that what he means? Why is he? Because gonim is a term of art in Talmud Rishon. Means the gonim means that they came, you know, they lived in the previous epoch. Is that what he means? The unresolved disputes from 300 years ago, and the current disputes now? I don't know what the words mean. If you look at the Lashon of the Riaz, I don't have the Riaz in its original. Maybe there's some kind of a footnote in the new editions. Do me a favor, look it up. What's the chachamim or who's the gonim? I think they have a Riaz in a separate, I think so. Maybe even footnote. Maybe. Also, the Bnei Yair. Who the Bnei Yair? Rabbi said the people. I'm not talking about the Chachamim, the Rabbonim, the Gaonim, the Tzadikim. People. Bnei Yair. Plain old folks. Lecholik, Belinov, Beminik, Pashut, Tzosim, Kiyacher, Tzosim, Kiyacher. Can't do that. Eliyam, the Walaminyan, Vyasukul, Piero. Rabbi said has to be a town meeting. I don't think they have over here in this place a town hall meeting, something. A town meeting where everybody has to show up and it has to be a vote. Who votes for this meeting? Who's qualified to vote, Rabbi Isai? It's an issue of halacha. Who's qualified to vote? Amoretz? Doesn't know anything. What's he voting on? Who's he to vote? It sounds very much to me that the plain people are voting. Bnei Yair. What, is this a city of Chol B'nayach L'mudei Hashem? Every single person in the city is a Talmud Chacham? And knows enough to cast an informed ballot? What's pshat? My pshat is, he means to say, Rabbi Osai, we're talking about minhagim and not about dinim. V'lino b'minik pashut. So there's a dispute about minhagim. When it comes to Minhagim, everybody has a vote. My great-grandfather, my great-grandfather, everyone wants a vote his way. You have a majority, and the majority rules, finished. Could the majority change? Perhaps yes. It's a Machlokes Shalom, we spoke about it a little bit last year. But if it's a Machlokes and Din, what are you asking the populace? They're ignorant. Rabosai, I will tell you a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira from the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll read you the Lashon. The Aruch HaShulchan is found on that simon in the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Tzadi Gimel in Aruch Chaim. That's the simon about Lo Sisko with a big Mogen Avraham. And he writes as follows. He quotes the Rama, shouldn't have one city where some keep this minig and some keep that minig. That would be a violation of Lo Sisko to do. And as such, it should not be done. You should have a uniform minig in each and every place. Okay? That's what it says. Now, hold on. Listen to what he says. He quotes Yevamos Yudalid. Shnei batei dinim b'yirachas does not losses go to do. Rava. That's Rava, Rabosai. I don't pass like Abaye. Yeah. Anachnu tiratznu dvara b'yoredeya sov simen kuf pei ayin sham. Rabosai, I would love for you to find this for me. And Aruch HaShulchan Yoredeya sov simen kuf pei. To my knowledge, it's never been printed. Maybe it's a manuscript somewhere. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, I looked to make the double check today, it ends in Simon Kuf Chav Beis, knows in town of Gam, and resumes Kuf Pei Gimel, Hilchos Nida. 60 Simonim were never printed. If you thought you never wrote them, we see that's not true. We wrote it. Kuf Pei, where is it? Maybe, you know where it is?
It might be in a Sefer, one of my Sefer, they publish it at the Shul.
Yeah?
Okay,
if you go find it, bring it to me tomorrow. Go find it, make me a copy, put it on my desk in the basement tomorrow morning. I'll have a chance to see it. Luckily for us, he gives you a summation right over here. Listen carefully. Rava dochilo de dabaye de beinyone horos isaveheter ain't sorich krod los is go to do. An amazing vart, Rabbi Osai. Comes that Rava holds los is go to do is only by minhagim, not by dinim. Rish Lakish, what did Rish Lakish say originally? It's only by dinim and not by minhagim. He says the other way around. Why? Because when it comes to dinim, you have to follow the majority. To follow the majority. There's nothing to talk about. And can Lerava al bezdin echad biir echad, lama tzara krod los is going to do. Don't need a pasuk, just follow the majority. Ela the rova ba beemes the tchuya le da baye v'chein dochile. By horos, there's no less to go to do. Why? Because in one city, you have to follow the majority. Achiram lahatas. Those is go to by minhagos bi'alma. And they're even in shnei batei dinim. It is also in one city. Why? To bezelo shayach batei dinim. The bishlam of a whole raw ain't had of him nimsa be abi de ha hamon. Abu bin hoga be alma, shiluyasu kach, eliasu kach, eliasu kach, absha dova yotsu mishne bote dinim, mikomako mechur adova, she yero, she yisro, be yirachas, niflu the plugos. Fandivir rabbeinu ramo, shlo yina go be yirachas, mixus min examitus min agacher. Afiluk shadova yotzim mishnei botei dinim. We all know that the Ramah paskins one way and the Mechava paskins the other way. Doesn't matter. Vizel gam kavona saramam kamashar safti sham. That it applies only to minhagim, he says. Because in dinim, Rabosai, you follow the majority. Vamiut nigra acha harov. When it comes to minhagim, you have to have a majority vote. He didn't quote the Shulta Giborim. That's exactly what the Shulta Giborim said, if you ask me. If the people are voting? Yeah, the people are voting. That's the Shulta said. The Hamon. It's only a matter of minhagim. It's not a matter of... You have to be a big Talmud Chacham to figure this one out. That's what he says. An amazing vote. Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, Siv Ches. And again, presumably in greater length, you're there, Siman Kuf Pei at the end. Whoever can find it for me. I'll be very grateful. So that being the case of Osai, kind of that's quite remarkable. He defends the Rambam, that the Rambam is only by Minhagim. You have to watch out. But I repeat my punchline. If it's the Rambam, and the Rambam says it's because of Machlokes, and if the rabbi tries to impose his will, it's going to cause worse Machlokes, then Tov Ashtika. Leave it the way it is. Darshina Tama the Drasha. Let it be. It's the Shtei Torah that bothers me more. So the Shtei Torah, all you have is that Radvaz, at least the Svar of the Radvaz. We have to see which way he goes. That if it's already a Machlokas for 500 years, You're not adding to any, it's not being viewed more Shtei Torahs now that in the same shul they're half within half. By the way, in some shuls I know, they don't allow the two groups to daven in the same room. They'll daven in different rooms and they'll come together for Kriyas HaTorah for Hal. You have that in your shul?
One
of the shuls. Good. I can hear it. I don't think it's we don't do it in my shul, but if someone did that, you know.
Separate seating.
Sometimes they put, you don't want it filling going into Ezra's Nosh.
No, no. Yeah.
Oh, you mean separate seating within the back of the bus? Just to, wow, this I never saw. I don't think it makes any difference if we're all in the same room. I don't understand at all. The different room, you can't really see. Now, here, it shouldn't, near it, Shtei Torahs. It shouldn't see, because you can't see from one to the other. But if it's just front and the back of the room, I don't see where that comes from. Rabosa. So these are critical issues. I want to discuss with you, I'm out of time now, just give you a little preview. Some of the greatest minds in their Perushim, either on the Gemara or their Tshuvas, spoke about this. I want to give you one Maramok, if you want to look it up if you have time. Meshiv Dover of the Netziv, Simon Yud Zayin. He discusses the question, which is every single day and almost every single shul. If you're in a shul that davens Ashkenaz, may you daven Sfarad, or vice versa. Meisim b'chol yom. Meisim b'chol, that's at every place. Everywhere. The Netziv is not so excited. That's a Tshuvas Meshiv Dover, Simon Yud Zayin. More than that, there's a statement called the Keren Ora. We haven't learned the Keren. Have we had the Keren Ora this year? I don't even think so. It's a whole Sefer on Yevamos. I brought my copy here. It's Keren Ora. Big Sefer. Except for the last few pages. It's all Masechta Yevamos. Here's a beautiful discussion over here. And let me give you the it's a preview, it's coming attractions. The Machlokas Abaye Verova, we spoke about what they're fighting about, right? Shnei Batei Dinim, Bi'erachas. According to Abaye, it's no good. According to Rova, it's okay. We also spoke about the Machlokas of Rishonim. What's the reason for those who's going to do? Is it Mishum Machlokas, the Rambam? Or is it Nirukh Shnei Torahs, Rashi? Is there perhaps a linkage between these two? That the Machlokas between Abaye and Rova may be linked to the Machlokas between the Rishonim as to the reason for Losis go to do? And if there is a linkage, Rabbi Osei, you should think about it overnight, in which direction? May seem obvious, but think again. And this, of course, leads to the question of the Machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What are they arguing about? They all seem to be having an argument. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be connected to Abaye Barov, at least the way some of the Rishonim say it. And perhaps Rish Lakish has a different opinion. So, those who want to look up the Keren Ora on Adaf, or the Netziv and Meshiv Dov, Simon Yud Zayim, we'll get an interesting discussion of these connections. Okay, stop.